Good morning. This is Sunday, the 8th of November, 2020. And on this day in the church, we had an act of remembrance. We remember all those who fell during the wars and troubles in our land and throughout the world, for people who gave up their lives for our freedom. The readings that we had today were from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. And because it's a short reading, I'm going to read the reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and reading from verse 13. And this is Paul talking. He says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." And the passage is obviously talking about the second coming of Jesus, because we are in the season of Advent, and this is the third Sunday before Advent, in the lead up to Christmas, whenever we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, of Emmanuel, God with us. And so it's talking about the second coming and just reassuring us that yes, Jesus will come again. But people who've already died, people who are already in the grave, people of faith, they will rise first. And if we happen to be still alive whenever Jesus comes back, we then will be raised up with them in the clouds to meet Jesus when he comes in the clouds to get his church. And that's a wonderful picture. That's a wonderful truth. But I just wanted to read those verses because they were short. The passage that's in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, is the story of the parable of the 10 virgins. And it starts off like this. Jesus is speaking, verse 1 of chapter 25. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." And I've said this a couple of times when I've preached, is that I've said that the kingdom of heaven is like, and we have it here again, the kingdom of heaven is likened. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like, if you want to know, Jesus is saying, if you want to know what the kingdom of heaven is like, then listen to what I'm about to tell you. And so he says, "The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." And I tried introducing this a bit in the church, and some of it I may not be exactly right on, and perhaps somebody will come and correct me or put me right, so be it. But I believe that this is talking about marriage. And what I'd said in the church earlier is that marriage from a Jewish perspective is different from marriage from a Christian perspective. And as I was standing in the church, I talked about how I stand at the front and the bridegroom and his groomsmen are on my left, waiting for the bride and the bridal party. Obviously, the bridegroom is waiting for his bride. And in our tradition, he has already chosen his bride. He knows who his bride is going to be. And hopefully he spent time courting her and you know, getting to know her and her him. And, you know, they've fallen in love. That's what we talk. That's what we believe. But in the Bible times, I believe it was different. And it's because of this story, this picture that Jesus gives us. Because again, I'll read this. Verse 1, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." Why were 10 virgins going out to meet the bridegroom? Were they part of the bridal party? Why was it important that they were virgins? Why is it even mentioned that they were virgins? And the whole picture is because they were pure, unspoiled, untouched by man. And not only that, but they were unspoiled, untouched, ready for the bridegroom. Because obviously the requisite or prerequisite of marrying the bridegroom is that you had a virgin marrying a virgin. Because this is God's standard, it's holiness. And what I said in the church, and I say again, is that Jews married Jews. They kept their race pure. Because we have to remember in the Old Testament, not all the Old Testament, but the majority of it, is that the people lived under the law. And the law stipulated how they lived. And the law stipulated that there was a special day, the Sabbath, the Saturday, whenever they set aside for the Lord, that they could work 6 days of the week, Sunday through to Friday. But on the Sabbath day, they were not to work. And we have a picture of that too, whenever the children of Israel went through the desert, whenever they'd come out of Egypt, is because God fed them for 40 days in the wilderness with manna. And the manna was ready for them in the morning. Manna was what God gave them to eat. And it was described as angels' food. But the manna was ready for them to eat from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they were told to go and collect enough for themselves, for their household. Not more than enough, not extra, just enough to feed the whole household. Because if they didn't, some of it would be spoiled and it would turn to maggots. But hopefully you will have noticed that I said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And you may have been expecting me to say Friday as well. But you see, what happened on a Friday is that they were instructed to go and take double the amount. They had to get enough for Friday and for Saturday, because on Saturday they were not allowed to do any work. And going out and gathering manna was considered work, because the day was to be given totally unto the Lord and worshipping Him, as well as being a day of rest that was set aside for them for their benefit. But the manna that would have turned to maggots every other day of the week, if it had been kept over a day, this manna didn't. And yet it was exactly the same manna. And that in itself is supernatural, that God was able to do that. And obviously God's able to do anything. But just for us thinking about that, the same manna that they ate on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday was the exact same manna that they ate on a Friday and a Saturday. Yet if they took more than enough on the 5 days of the week, it would have turned and been eaten up by maggots. But on a Friday and a Saturday, it endured, and there was nothing wrong with it, and yet it tasted exactly the same as the other days of the week. And you see, the Jews were being taught to be holy. They were taught to be different. They were being taught to obey God, to do what God told them to do. And part of what God told them to do was that they were to stay pure as a nation, and that Jews were to marry Jews. They weren't allowed to have interracial marriages in those days. And so the thing is that the bridegroom, whenever he came of age to get married, he would have been growing up amongst the girls. He would have known who the girls were. And he would have got to know and befriended them. And maybe he did choose one. But as was the tradition, they had to prepare themselves and to be ready for the bridegroom, because this is the picture that Jesus is sharing. So let me read it again from chapter 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. So we're being told straight away that in a sense 5 of them were prepared, but 5 of them were lackadaisical. because five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. Let me read on. Verse 3, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. And again, as I said earlier, I believe that the lamps already had oil in them, but they didn't take any extra oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. So the bridegroom that they were waiting for didn't come when they expected him. And remember, I'm talking about a marriage at this particular point. It's the point I'm trying to make. But the story that Jesus is talking about is the kingdom of heaven. And remember, I read 1 Thessalonians, those few verses talking about Jesus coming back. And this is Jesus talking about him coming back, because at the end of the day, Jesus is the bridegroom. And we are the bride, the church. And I said that a couple of weeks ago, because as a man, I'm the bride of Christ, because I'm part of the church. He's my bridegroom, I'm his bride, because he's coming to marry me, his church. And all of us, men and women, are considered as the bride, because the bridegroom is Jesus. And so Jesus is painting another picture, or in this particular story. And so he's saying the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who are going to meet the bridegroom. But note that it says that 5 are wise and 5 are foolish. And the thing that's important to realize in this, they were all virgins. We could possibly liken that to saying they were all Christian. But 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. 5 of them were prepared and 5 of them weren't prepared. And I want to point out, I'm going to jump ahead to verse 12. And it says, but he answered and said, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. And that's frightening, because these are virgins he's talking to. These are people like you and me, believers in the church. And yet Jesus is saying, I do not know you. Because they've been unwise. And so we need to beware. We need to be ready for whenever Jesus comes back. We don't need to fall into the trap of being complacent. And I would encourage you to go and read that passage, because again, we're all familiar with these passages of Scripture. We all know the story of the 10 virgins. And yet, in many ways, we don't. We miss important points. Points perhaps that I've made today. So go and read the passage in Matthew 25, 1-13 about the 10 virgins. But they came to meet the bridegroom. And I believe in the story of the wedding is that he would have chosen one of the 10 to be his bride. Now here's the reason why I mention this. He may have already chosen a bride out of one of those 10. But yet his bride, his choice, his preference ended up being one of the 5 that didn't come prepared. Perhaps she just felt that it was a done deal. She didn't have to go to any extra effort, because she knew that he was going to choose her. But as it talks in the story, the bridegroom came round about midnight, and the girls who were unwise, their lamps had already started to go out and they needed extra oil. And they went and tried to negotiate with the 5 wise virgins, and they said to them, could you give us some of your oil? But the 5 wise ones said, but perhaps the oil that we have won't do both you and us. Instead, why don't you go to those who sell oil and get some for yourselves? And as the story goes, when you read it, is that as they went to get the oil, to buy the oil that they should have had in the first place, the bridegroom arrived. And the bridegroom welcomed in the 5 virgins who were there ready and waiting. and the door of the banquet feast was shut. And so perhaps the bride that he had chosen wasn't one of the five. And in a way, it's a lesson in life for him. It's because just because someone may look the part, just because they sound right, just because they look right, and so often we are guided by looks, she may not have been the right one because she wasn't prepared. And so he was always going to be faced with the choice of choosing amongst 10. And his heart may have been broken a bit because the girl that he thought that he was going to marry wasn't there waiting for him. And I'm sure he felt disappointed. Now, on the other hand, he had 5 other brides to choose from. And these five other virgins he would have known. He would have grown up with, he would have seen. And so he would have spent time with them, because that's another thing. Our weddings last on a day. Their weddings, I think, lasted the best part of a week. So even over that time, because it was a wedding feast, because it was for the purpose of marriage, because the virgins were there to meet the bridegroom, hoping to be able to have him as her bridegroom and for her to be his bride, they would have been interested to be there and wanting to be chosen. And so the 5 already knew that they were in a better position from the other 5, because the 5 that got in were wise, whereas the other 5 were unwise. Now again, stepping back from that particular picture about a wedding feast and a marriage ceremony, the point is that Jesus is talking about is that the kingdom of heaven is like this. And so there's always going to be believers and people who believe and say that they believe. There's going to be people who can say the right things and show up at the right times. But is your heart right? Are you truly for the Lord? Are you seeking his face? And I pray that you are. I pray that you will hear the voice of God and not get lazy and not get despondent, not get concerned about the length of time that has passed. You know, in a way, perhaps I could be like that, because I've been committed to the Lord these 40 years, 42 years now, to be exact. Well, 40 years, yes, sorry, 40 years. I'm almost 60. I'm coming up to my 60th birthday. And I've been in this life almost 60 years. And yes, I'm in my 60th year, if I'm going to be technically correct. And I grew up in the church, because my father was an organist. And all I've known is church all my life. And so it would be easy for me to get complacent and despondent. Is Jesus ever going to come back? But praise God, I'm not like that. And I would encourage you that you would not be like that either, but that you would keep strong and faithful to him, that you would stay close to him. Just in the same way as these 5 wise virgins stayed close to wherever the bridegroom was coming from or coming to, and they had taken extra oil and they were ready. They were expectant. They wanted to be chosen. They wanted to be welcomed in. And so they came prepared. They didn't leave it to the lastminute.com. like we laugh about today. So, consider these things. Jesus is coming back, and the kingdom of heaven is real. Paul talked about it in 1 Thessalonians, and Jesus has talked about it here in Matthew. So read the passages. Read and take note of what is said. Go back and read those passages in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18. And read Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, and look at the stories and let the Lord speak to your heart. Because you do not want to be as it ends in Matthew 25. In verse 12, he says, well, actually, verse 11, it says, afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. These are the five unwise, the five foolish virgins. But he answered verse 12 and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. And then it goes on and finishes by saying, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. And see, it starts with Jesus saying the kingdom of heaven is likened to, and it ends with, you do not know the hour or the time when the Son of Man is coming. It's talking about his coming back. It's talking about his return. And he is described in the Bible as the bridegroom. That's what that story's about. He's described that as the bridegroom returning for his bride. And remember, it's a picture. But be ready. Don't be unwise. Don't be foolish. Rather, be wise and be ready. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself and be ever looking on to the Lord. Stay close to him. Know that he is always with you, walking with you, within you. That he has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And so stay close to him, draw on him, and love him as he loves you. And so be with him and be lifted up with him, that we will join him in the clouds if we are still alive at that time. Or know that we'll be raised first if we've already passed before he comes. But thank you. Be with him and think on him and think on these things. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.